We put the signs in the yard. We call our healthcare workers heroes. And now, maybe that's not what we should be doing. A big hello and welcome to the show to Dr. Bethany Coburn. So, Bethany, why should we not be calling these people heroes?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me today to talk about this project. It's between researchers at Northern Illinois University and University of Illinois at Chicago. So we studied the impact of words, that is, like you said, calling essential workers heroes on their lives. So, you know, lately we've been hearing these essential workers are doing so much more, and many of them are getting less. And so they're also experiencing this aggression from their customers and the patients. And because of this, being called a hero might not feel right to some of them. And so we actually found it actually can cause them harm.
Interesting. I'd love any of those people to chime in on this at 312-981-7200 because you saw the signs. I mean, everybody thought that they were doing something good. Even medical institutions were putting the signs in their yard like, you know, welcome heroes and not all heroes wear capes. So is it because we treat heroes differently? Is that the aspect to this?
Well, so the first thing we found was that people are less positive emotions, like less empathy, less sympathy, and they actually were less likely to take action to help them. And so exactly why that is a little bit outside the bounds of our study, but we found, like other researchers found, that it's sort of this human nature to do something good and then check it off our list. So we think we're done. We put the sign up, we said thank you, we called you a hero, and now we're done. We don't need to take action. And then there's a second reason that I think you kind of were getting at, that is when we call somebody a hero, we might accidentally think of them as a superhero. So like invincible, they can do it by themselves, they can save the day without us. And they actually really need our sympathy and our support.
So tell everybody again where the study is conducted and when did you start the study?
So this is between researchers at Northern Illinois University, which is in DeKalb, and University of Illinois at Chicago. But the people who answered our study were, there's like five samples and from people all across the United States. And it took place from mid 2020 to late 2021. There were a bunch of different studies that went into this.
How did you measure the harm that might be done to them? Did they report the harm or how did you come to that?
Oh my gosh, these are such awesome questions. I love it. So a bunch of different ways. So because we really wanted to make sure that what we were saying was as accurate as we could be. So one thing we did was we did a study where we asked about the emotions. So the people who were reporting it were like you and me. We were answering the questions about how much we thought people were heroes, how much we thought that they were experiencing their victims of some sort of injustice. And then we asked how much sympathy they felt, how much outrage they felt. So this is like a bunch of questions about each one of these. We asked them how much likely they were to like take action to help people. And so it was you and me answering questions about our perceptions of these heroes out in the field.
So do you think that we might be a little jealous of the attention they're getting?
You know, I mean, that's a pretty interesting question. So I would say that, you know, I think we actually probably had some of these essential workers in our sample. I think it's totally possible. So I doubt they were too jealous. But I do think that most of them were like, you know, most of the people who answered us were thinking of people they actually knew. And so I think that's a really interesting question. Like, why is this? But I really do think it might go back more to that idea that we think we look up to them so much and we just think that they're like superheroes and they can do it all without any assistance from outside people.
Dr. Bethany Coburn is joining us in talking about the harm and calling essential workers heroes. Let's jump over to the phone. Carolyn, you had an opinion on this. What are you thinking about today?
I have a big opinion. I've been talking about this for years. The chemistry teachers, the microbiologists, the people that we will never even know their names, that make $50,000 a year or less, those are the people that are the real heroes that will get a cure for this. They're going to come up with a cure for cancer. Those are the people who really are doing the work. Not Michael Jordan on the basketball team, not somebody playing football on Sunday. We won't know who Beyonce is in 100 years, but you will know who discovered the cure for this. And we should. We have such misplaced values, and it does boil my butt. And I've been thinking about this for a long time. I get entertained by football. I get entertained by basketball. I get entertained by the Olympics. But those are not the people who are out here saving mankind. It's the people in the lab.
I appreciate your opinion, and I love the boil my butt. I will be using that from here on out because that just describes everything that I need to know. And so what do you think about that, Bethany? Is that the opinion that you're hearing from people, that we misplaced that word, put hero onto people who, you know, feel a burden with it?
Yeah, I mean, I think this word hero has been coming up lately, you know, in the last couple of years a lot. And I think we don't really understand what we're saying when we say it. You know, maybe what comes to mind is somebody dunking a basketball, or maybe what comes to mind is somebody who has, got a superhero cape on. But, you know, I love what the caller said. Like, the reality is, you know, going in, grinding out every day, that's heroic. That is wonderful. And maybe, we need to start thinking in terms of regular people being heroes.
815 said, hey, don't forget the janitors. The custodians were right there with everybody else, totally. And they never get any recognition. So tell us, before we let you go, what can people do to help essential workers, as opposed to just putting a hero sign up in the yard that we're finding out might not be the best thing to do?
I love that. So I think there are two categories of people that can really help essential workers. The first is the organizations and the managers who employ them. So we have, I teach management students at Northern Illinois University, and I like to tell them that their actions matter more than their words. So keep their workload manageable, one. Two is give people autonomy, don't micromanage them. And three, keep them safe. So at Northern Illinois, they've been providing us really high-quality masks for the students, staff, and teachers. So just trying to keep your people safe. But as the general public, I mean, I think kind of same thing. Your actions matter more than your words. So what can you individually do to keep people safe? It's on you. This is not on, this is not all on them to keep themselves safe. But also, can you advocate for them beyond yourself? Are there people you can call to say, hey, take care of these people?
That's a good point. I what I take away from this is, yeah, just saying hero or putting the sign in the yard really isn't as helpful when they really do need our support on so many levels. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.